Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. T-Mobile.com.
It was 6 weeks ago today that George Floyd died when a Minneapolis cop put his knee on Floyd's neck for 8 minutes and 46 seconds. The demonstrations that have followed may be the largest protest movement in U.S. history. On our WCBS Newsline, New Jersey Senator Cory Booker. Senator, good morning.
Good morning. Thank you for having me on again.
Have the demonstrations that followed the death of George Floyd been successful? Have they moved the needle?
They absolutely have. A number of major police departments around the country have already started instituting reforms. We've seen state legislatures passing reforms that will bring about the safety of people within those communities. And on the federal level, though we haven't passed major legislation, we've actually now seen over 230 congresspeople and about 40 senators all getting on bills that would literally, should they pass, eventually save lives in America. So the progress is happening, and hopefully the movement will sustain.
I know you're sponsoring one of the bills in Washington, but as with all things Washington, there is a partisan divide. Is this something on which the two sides can find agreement?
Well, I've been working across the aisle since I became a senator about 6 years ago, and from criminal justice reform to major investments in low-income areas, rural and urban around this country, we've come to conclusions and gotten things done. And so I'm encouraged. The bill that I helped author has wide support, actually, in polling amongst Republicans. The majority of Republicans want everything from a ban on chokeholds to a ban on religious and racial profiling. So I'm very hopeful that we can get something done. We just hope that the President of the United States will actually be serious about real reform as opposed to just symbols of reform that ultimately won't make the kind of national change that movement leaders and activists are demanding.
In recent weeks, we've seen statues of Confederate figures and prominent slave owners toppled or defaced, vandalized. Should those monuments come down, or does that amount to erasing history?
Well, let's understand there's also been a lot of very democratic movements where mayors and governors, even the state of Mississippi, has decided to change their flag. And this is a time where we're having a reckoning in our country with a raw, important look at our history and our past. In many ways, when it comes to Confederates, where we see this short four-year period of our history, that people who took up arms against the United States of America and led to our bloodiest war, to erect monuments to those traitors, really it flies in the face, not just of the pain that they cause, but really historic understanding. And so this is a time where we need to contextualize our history. We need to elevate the heroes that represent our core values as a people. And yes, these symbols that are so painful, so hurtful to so many Americans, they need to be removed in a balanced and way that ultimately ends with us having deeper understanding of each other and a deeper alignment around our core values.
In New Jersey, Princeton recently removed Woodrow Wilson's name from a building because of his racist views. Henry Rutgers, the namesake of Rutgers University, was a slave owner. Should the Rutgers name be removed from the State University of New Jersey?
Well, this is a time where we need to balance people's impact on our history at the times. Our founding fathers were, most of them were slave owners, and I do not believe we should be taking down statues of Washington or Jefferson. we need to make sure we balance the totality of an individual's contribution. Clearly, Confederate leaders were people who sought to tear down our nation and turn us backwards. So again, I think that we need to be looking at this. We need to be a nation that doesn't create a Disneyland version of our history, but creates a truth-telling. And people need to be evaluated for the totality of their contributions to our country and to our country's advancement. And I'm hopeful that we will take a balanced and sobered look at our history that will only make us all better as a country.
So you would support not touching the Rutgers name at the university?
Well, again, to confess the truth is I haven't analyzed the history myself. This has been a time where I've seen Americans learning about everything from Juneteenth to the horrific bombings and mass murder of Black Wall Street. And as we all are learning more about our history, it is actually a really good thing and a good process. I'm proud of Princeton University for going deep and looking at the totality of Woodrow Wilson's contributions and his actual actions of moving America back, resegregating parts of our nation. And so, again, I, as all of us, have a responsibility now to learn more about our history and understand that many of the names that we herald are actually people that don't comport or resonate with our common values as a country. This is a process that is could be painful, but like we've seen in other nations where they have truth and reconciliation processes, it actually can lead us to greater understanding, greater accord, and greater affirmation of our nation's core values. And that's what I hope that this process, especially for New Jersey, that this process brings us. We are a nation, we are a state with a proud history of everything from the Underground Railroad to giving blood to preserve this union. And the more we know about our history, both its wretched dark corners as well as our heralded corners today, the only thing that can come from that process, to me, is healing, growth, and ultimately a deeper commitment to the values which drive our nation to be a more perfect union in every generation.
Senator, on the coronavirus front, many states are reporting spikes in COVID-19 cases. In New Jersey, Governor Murphy says the state is seeing some new cases brought in by people who arrive from out of state. Has the reopening moved too quickly?
The reopening around this country clearly, unequivocally, has moved too quickly. What we're seeing now in many states who are reopening as the curve was going upwards, as the number of cases were going up, is leading towards very, very serious strains on their hospital resources, ICUs, ventilators. This is a time we need to be guided by science. We need to be guided by what epidemiologists and others are saying. And we are a nation that is now an outlier globally. Other countries who experienced this crisis around the same time we did, from South Korea to New Zealand, have been able to bend the curve, flatten it, and almost virtually end the growth of their virus, have seen their economies come back quicker than ours, and have seen the ability to open schools. But America has not. We have been politicizing this pandemic, and science is not politics or opinion. It is facts. And as opposed to following the facts and having a president, frankly, that is just doing common sense things like encouraging Americans to wear masks, we see ourselves making politicized decisions, running in the face of science and suffering the consequences. We have to be sobered about this, because if not, our economy is going to suffer in the long term so much more. And that's what's been painful to watch over this last week or so, as throughout the South and the West, we're just seeing tremendous consequences from opening too early.
Would you like to see the president stand up and say, listen, wear a mask when you're out in public? We're not going to arrest you if you don't, but really, wear a mask when you're out in public?
Absolutely. This president should be resolute and commanding in his giving advice as well as instruction to the United States of America. But I've been on calls with this administration where they seem to not want to take any role or responsibility when it comes to the safety of Americans. And we have paid the cost of that, from their failure to do a World War II-like mobilization in the early days, to use the Defense Production Act to make sure that we are assembling the resources necessary to meet this pandemic, to do testing and tracing, instead pushing all responsibility down to the states, has been very costly. where we've seen other nations succeed is when they've had a very national perspective on their virus, on this virus, and done the necessary things to protect their nation, save lives, and get through it much quicker than the United States of America. This president really has failed in this moment, and he continues to double down on irresponsibility. This is not a political thing. It's not a right or left thing. We're all going through this together, and we need to pull together as a country and continue to fight through this so that we can save more lives and not be one of the worst nations with only 5% of the globe's population, but about a quarter of the cases. We need to distinguish ourselves for who we are, a nation that when we stand together and work together, we can lead the planet as opposed to, unfortunately, trailing it in a sad category right now when it comes to virus infections and death.
I want to ask you about sports. You were a football player at Stanford back in the day. You've heard the cheers of 100,000 people in a packed stadium. Right now, baseball is getting set to play with no fans. Hockey, basketball, the same thing. But there's talk about the NFL and college football having fans in the fall. Should that happen?
I think it should happen if we have our scientists, epidemiologists, and medical professionals saying it can happen. And this is the thing that's so hurtful right now, which is we know that if we had been better on top of this, it would be safer to open schools, safer to hold massive events like this. But we haven't gotten on top of this. And so I hurt because sports is such an important part of our culture, as well as important part of jobs and economic opportunity all across our nation. In New Jersey, we make hundreds of millions of dollars every year from sports activities for our state. And so I'm hopeful that in the coming weeks, we can really get on top of this. I'm hopeful that we see leadership coming from the President of the United States all the way down to local mayors with a determination that we're not seeing from Florida to Arizona to Texas. But again, that would take a considerable change in behavior from leadership all the way down to each and every one of us. So this is going to be a very difficult stretch if we don't do a better job as a country wearing masks, isolating, taking responsibility personally for the safety of our neighbors, our families, our friends. This is still a challenge. We are still in the thick of it. And everything we do today is going to influence what happens weeks from now. And I just call upon everybody to understand that we are the United States of America. We need to be setting the global example of what a good people can do when faced with a national crisis. And all of us need to rise to that responsibility. Coming off of July 4th, the greatest act of patriotism we can do in a pandemic is wearing a mask, is taking care of one another, is looking out for other people. We cannot engage in a selfishness or in a blinded politicism of a pandemic. This is the time that calls for the best of us.
Senator Cory Booker, Democrat from New Jersey, good to talk with you today. Thank you for joining us.
Thank you so much for having me on again.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.